But what are you going to do? The kids need to eat. Disgusting, repulsive. But when you've got to eat, you've got to eat. There simply are no options.
But what are you going to do? The slaves need to eat. Disgusting, repulsive. But when you have to eat, you have to eat. There simply are no options.
But what are you going to do? The kids need to eat. Disgusting, repulsive. But when you've got to eat, you've got to eat. There simply are no options.
My son, what I have described is not even a partial description of what took place in our land for an entire week. For the second time now, we have been totally humiliated. And unlike the plague of blood, this time, Paro was feeling the full brunt of the plague. And although his magicians were able to create frogs with their Kishuf black magic, they could do nothing to stop the devastation. Finally, Paro sent for the Holy Brothers.
Thank you for... My apologies, this cursed plague has... Sorry, taken its toll. By all the gods that I hold dear, this is insane. This is insane! Can a man not have his dignity? It is useless. Please, I beg of you, pray to Hashem. Ask him to rid me and Egypt of these frogs. If you accomplish this, I will send out your nation, and you will be able to sacrifice and celebrate your holiday to Hashem.
Hispoir olai, lumosai atir, l'cho ula'avodecho ula'amcho, la'achris hatzvardim, mimcho umibotecho, rak bayo'oir tisho arno.
Challenge me, for when should I pray for you and for your servants and for your nation to remove the tzvardim from you and from your homes? And they will remain only in the river.
Tomorrow.
Kidvorcha, leman teida ki ein kashem elokeinu, v'soru hatzvardim mimcha, umibotecha, umeyavodecha, umeyamcha, rak bayo'oir tisha arno.
As you have said, in order that you should know that there is none like Hashem Elokeinu, the Tzvardim will cease from your homes, your servants, and your nation. They will remain only in the river.
Your Majesty, right, you do a very smart thing, right, to let the Ivrim, right, go, right.
Why do you think it was so smart?
Well, right, I think, right, people are beginning, right, to make fun, right, of the way I talk, right.
Oh, I see.
This was, as you shall later see, a test for Paro, to call the exact time when it should stop and be all the more convinced of the power of Hashem and his servant Moshe, or to take the credit for himself as the power that brought the plague to an end. As you shall see, my son, Paro did not pass the test.
When did I tell you I would make certain the frogs would be dead? Today. Behold! They are dead. They are indeed two powerful magicians. But I am more powerful. I mean, think of it. Why did Moshe ask me when the plague should stop? Because without me, he is powerless to stop it. He needed me. And he can forget about me sending the Ivrim on their little holiday.
The first two plagues were prefaced with a warning. Not so with the third plague. Hashem instructed Moshe to tell Aharon to strike the ground, turning all the dust in Egypt to lice. Once again, we saw how developed the Ivrim are in their sensitivity. Moshe was not to strike the Egyptian dust, for it had protected him so many years before, when he buried the dead taskmaster he slew in order to save his Ivri brother from certain death at the hands of this taskmaster. It is becoming more and more clear that not just is their god superior, but they are a nation like no other on the face of this earth. While we busy ourselves with foolish pursuits, they are busy building giants. Mental giants. Absolute giants. Aharon waved his staff to the four corners of Egypt. He then struck the ground. On impact, a cloud of lice arose from the earth and spread across the land. It was a most frightening sight to behold. A group of Egyptians were standing on a particular street corner.
You can't deny that the son of Amram possesses a power we have never before witnessed in our history.
He certainly has the god of the Ivrim on his side. Yet the god of the Ivrim, however powerful he is, I don't think he can overpower our gods and make a lasting dent on our great empire. As you can see, the last of the dead frogs are almost gone. We are a country with great resolve. Yes, we have been hit, but with the help of our gods, our god king, and our unconquerable spirit, we shall prevail.
What is that cloud?
Nothing. It is just dust. The wind is kicking up some dust.
Badru, there is no wind.
So there is no wind?
The cloud is alive.
Oh, it is lice! Lice! Millions of them! They're swarming everywhere! Oh, get them off of me! It is unbearable! Unbearable! Oh, I itch so greatly! I cannot stand it! Lice, run!
Within a matter of moments, every object in the land was covered in a blanket of lice. Men, women, and children, even the animals, were covered. The populace was engaged in an endless effort to stop the merciless itching. They scratched so much until their blood flowed like water. The country ceased to function. Not a soul could focus on his or her work. They were all preoccupied with the business of finding relief.
Someone seems to be engaged with activity other than the work at hand.
Do forgive me, Master, but as you can see, I am covered in lice. I simply stopped for a moment to relieve the itching.
Work while it itches! You will be covered in lice! Mixed with blood!
I have heard them call it Mida Keneged Mida. There is something brutally honest and just with their god. It seems as if he records every move a man makes to one day pay him measure for measure. I can recall how we made the Ivrim sweep our streets. That is no more. There is no dust in all the land. For it has all turned to lice. It covers all, men, women, and children, causing them excruciating pain as the critters dig their tentacles into the flesh. At the Nilus, the Nile River, thousands flee to the water for relief, but the lice follow them into the river. Panic, panic, panic. There is no escape. The king has the sorcerers brought before him. The plague has taken its toll on the king. He is not in good spirits.
Egypt is grateful for your commitment to her well-being. Oh, this is madness. Pure madness. In any event, we need to prove that this is nothing more than what... than what we have been through during the last two disasters. Disasters. Top of the line. Kishuf Black Magic. This will be my end.
Your Highness, on behalf of my colleagues, I need to humbly ask forgiveness.
Forgiveness? Forgiveness for what?
There is no way that we can duplicate what Morsha and Aharon have done. It is simply not possible to do what they have done here within the laws of Kishuf.
And why is that? Explain yourselves.
Kishuf only has power. It only has power on objects. On objects that are as large or larger than a grain of barley. These lice are too small to be the work of even the most learned sorcerer. This, Your Majesty. This is the finger of Hashem.
Go! You can't perform sorcery? If you can't perform the sorcery Egypt is famous for, I've got no use for you. Go! Go! All of you sorcerers! I have no use! No use for any of you! Now, gentlemen, at least I still have you, my trusted advisors. Let us take a moment to think this through. These lies came without prior warning. This is clear proof. That Moshe had no idea. No idea that they were coming. This is a phenomenon controlled by our gods. Not the god of the Ivrim. Or perhaps it was a natural thing to happen. After all, water was blood. Mountains of decomposing frogs. Lice would come naturally. We are not allowing the Ivrim to leave. Trust me, this Moshe has got just so many tricks in his bag.
It was now time to deliver the latest plague, the plague of a mixture of animals. And so it came to pass.
Moshe met Paro at the river in the morning as he was relieving himself and warned him of the impending disaster that was to befall the land. As one might expect, Paro took no heed to the warning, and so Moshe went into the fields and made a mighty announcement in the holy tongue, Lashon HaKodesh. From what I have heard, this is what he said.